This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Ray.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Just struggling to find comfortable binders.
With no background in fashion, they worked with a local designer to launch a range of chest binders and a new fashion label for the trans community, with tucking underwear and fashion lines to follow.
Their slogan is comfort is a human right, and we are now joined by Transform Transwear founder, 16-year-old Eli. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you feeling? A little bit nervous?
A little bit nervous, but I'm also very excited.
So are we. Just even learning about this, we got a little bit pumped by it all. So, just to give us a bit of background, what was your early experiences with binders? Like, well, the ones that weren't working for you.
Well, I got my first binder when I was about 12, about to be 13. And I got one online from America because at the time that was really all that there was to kind of get. And at the time I was really excited and happy with it. But looking back now, it was so uncomfortable and just really poor quality. And it was just kind of shocking to kind of realize that, looking back now, that we have better binders to go, wow, I can't believe I was dealing with that for like 4 years.
So your stepmom, Simone, put her hand up and said, I'm going to help you find a local designer to work with to start this clothing brand. What was it like when the suggestion was brought up about starting Transform?
It was pretty awesome. I mean, it's kind of like the ultimate acceptance in a way. I got a lot of respect for Sim from it, because it's one thing to just be like, yeah, cool, great that you're trans. But it's another thing to be like, I want to improve the struggles that not only you are going through, but that so many other trans people are going through in Australia. And so it made me really proud.
What was it like finding a local designer to be able to go? Because, I mean, I wouldn't even know how to start, you know, with pattern making or something like that, or how to even work with it. What was the process like trying to find someone to start this journey for Transform Transwear?
Well, we kind of started by buying a bunch of different binders that we could find worldwide, taking notes of what we liked about it, what we didn't, ideas we had. And then Sim was able to find a really cool local designer who was also quite eager to work on it with us, and just kind of a bit of back and forth on getting things right.
So when it started, was the idea always for it to be for everyone, or was it going to be just, you know, something for you? So when did the idea that this could be something that you provide to the broader trans and gender diverse community come about?
Well, it kind of became about getting it out to the community once we realized that there wasn't really much in the market that was given comfort. Like, if I couldn't find a comfortable binder, it was very certain that so many other trans people couldn't find one as well. And so it became really important to us to open that opportunity up, because as our slogan says, comfort is a human right. And it's something that a lot of people wear every single day, and it sucks to be uncomfortable every day.
Mm. What are some of the things that make them uncomfortable that you have been able to do to ease those problems?
Well, the main one and this was the main problem with the binder that I was wearing for a while, is that it's so rigid. Like, because it's one kind of piece of fabric, and it's almost like a piece of metal trying to get into it. You know, you're twisting your arm, you feel like your shoulder's about to pop out. And so that was, for me, the most immediate discomfort. And so then we've worked on that by having openings on the side that you can do up so that you're not trying to twist your arms about in weird ways.
What was it like when you kind of went, this is the design, this is what we're going to create, and tried on one of the Transform Transwear binders for the first time?
It was really great, because we were both a bit nervous. We were waiting for the prototype to arrive to us so we could try it on. And it was really great. Like, for me at least, it was a big kind of relief, because I put it on, I was like, yes, this is great. This is like what I want in a binder. It binds well, but it's comfortable. It made me really happy, because it was binding in a way that I never experienced before.
We are chatting with Eli from trans clothing line Transform. We are going to come right back and find out what the future has in store for this awesome brand.
Joy.
And we are speaking with 16-year-old Eli this morning from Transform Transwear, a new Melbourne-based transwear fashion label that is basically breaking barriers with binders.
Now, Eli, have you heard any feedback from people in the community, trans and gender diverse folk, who have worn these Transform binders?
Yeah, we have. And so far, it's all been really great. When we were making the promotion material, we had a cast of about six genderqueer or just people interested in wearing binders, and they all really liked it. And that was kind of a big moment of relief for us, because up until then it had just been Sim and I who'd been trying it on, and so it was just really great to see that people like them. And then since we've launched and been selling them, feedback's been really positive.
Awesome.
It must have felt really good as well, because, you know, something to think of with the design that you've made and the way in which you've put the zips in the side is, you know, everyone's body is different and the way in which they their body is shaped is different. So to create something that's so affirming for very different body types must feel really special.
Yeah, that was really important to us, to make sure that everyone can find something that works for them in it, because it shouldn't just be suited to one body type, because that's so unfair. Mm.
Now, at the moment, you've got a pop-up store in Cremorne, in Richmond. Cremorne? Either, well, I don't know. They're like neighbours. Like the Are they the same place? Whatever.
I'm impressed that you got the... Because I always say it Cremorne, so I never get it right.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You've got a pop-up store, a physical store that people can go into. What's it like when trans and gender diverse people walk through those doors to come in and actually get fitted for a binder? Do you think it's a nerve-wracking experience, or what is it like?
I think it often is a little bit of a nerve-wracking experience. Like, we've got our pop-up store, and then we've done some pop-ups at some Pride centres, and people always come in, because often we've... So far, the people who come in store often haven't worn a binder before, and they're super nervous. They don't really know what they're doing. And it's been really great to be able to help the community in that way, because most times they leave the store with a bit more confidence, and they smile. And it's been really great to see how helpful a physical space has been.
Well, I guess first stop, binders. Next stop, outerwear. I was looking on your website. I saw there's a little quiz. Can you tell me about that quiz?
So we were just wanting to get a bit of a sense in the community of what kind of outerwear people are looking for, because I've struggled with this a little bit, and other queer and trans people we've spoken to have also struggled with finding clothes that fit their body right, but also give them the kind of outline and style that they want. Mm. And so the purpose of the quiz is to just kind of ask people what they want to see, because there's really no point in us making a bunch of outerwear and trying to market it if it's not what people want. So getting actual information about what the community wants is really important.
That is so exciting. And can I just say, we were so impressed this morning as we were doing our extra research, looking at the website, looking at the social media that you've all created. It is so strong and so powerful. It's such an amazing way to launch something that's so important to affirm people in the way they want to feel and look and be seen. It's really impressive.
Thank you. You got to work on this amazing little campaign, and we're going to be talking to the filmmakers next week. What was it like for you getting that group of people together?
It was really cool. I mean, I remember when we were kind of looking at like the applications and everything, I wanted everyone to be there, because it was so great to see just so many trans people, because especially in my experience, I hadn't really met a lot of kind of adult trans people. And so that was a really cool and affirming thing for me to see, is to see it in kind of the adult world. It was really awesome.
I'm going to admit I'm a little bit emotional right now. I think what you've created and created with your stepmom is absolutely amazing and fantastic and really powerful. Celebrating and elevating trans and gender diverse clothing that makes people feel affirmed and free. It's just really inspiring.
You can check out Transform Transwear's pop-up store in Richmond Fridays and Saturdays from 10 till 2, or check out their super cool, very well designed website. And their socials as well, Transform Transwear. Eli, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Breakfast. Good luck with the brand. And I can't wait to see some really cool clothes come out of this as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.